This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Just before the holidays, President-elect Donald Trump announced he would create something called the National Trade Council, basically to promote U.S. manufacturing. Trump named Peter Navarro to lead the office. Trump and Navarro share a big aversion to trade deficits. A trade deficit simply means the U.S. imports more goods and services than it exports. We've run one every year since 1974. And to most economists, that's not a big concern. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
To Donald Trump and his advisors, the trade deficit is a terrible thing.
America's annual trade deficit with the world is now almost $800 billion a year. Who are negotiating these deals?
Actually, the trade deficit, including services, is $500 billion, not $800 billion. In any case, most economists do not agree that a trade deficit is necessarily bad.
Well, I hate to give you a wishy-washy economist answer, but the answer is it depends.
Doug Irwin is a professor of economics at Dartmouth College. So, for example, U.S. trade deficits tend to widen exactly when the economy is doing well.
The trade deficit tends to grow when the U.S. economy is booming and we're creating a lot of jobs because a lot of those imports are necessary components to U.S. producers.
You know when the U.S. trade deficit narrowed the most recently? During the recession. Another reason trade deficits aren't necessarily bad or good is because every trade deficit has a sort of less obvious meaning to it. Again, Doug Irwin.
A trade deficit is caused by the fact that other countries are preferring to make investments in your country instead of buying your goods.
That probably makes no sense at first, but it is true. A trade deficit means other countries are investing in the U.S. Here is one way you can see it. If we are buying a lot of stuff from the rest of the world, it means we are sending our dollars out into the rest of the world, right? Well, what do you think the rest of the world is doing with those dollars? They're not using them all to buy our goods because we have a trade deficit.
People are willing to take those dollars because they see United States financial markets, real estate markets, and so forth as a great place to invest.
Margaret McMillan teaches economics at Tufts. So yes, a trade deficit means the world isn't buying as much goods and services as we buy from the world, but it also means the world is parking money here. And that's all a trade deficit means definitively. Now, some economists say maybe if we imported less, we'd buy more from the U.S. and create jobs. Josh Bivens is at the Economic Policy Institute.
If we could boost that demand for domestic production by increasing exports, we could actually put downward pressure on the unemployment rate.
But this is where economists disagree. Jeffrey Frankel is at Harvard.
That's not necessarily the way it works, and it's particularly unlikely to work that way now because unemployment's now pretty low. If the trade balance were to improve, higher exports would probably pull workers mainly away from other jobs.
And many economists make the point that the trade deficit is not likely to shrink under Donald Trump.
The policies that it seems like he's getting ready to take are almost certain to widen the trade deficit. When you cut taxes and increase spending so the budget deficit goes up, it tends to drive up interest rates and tends to cause the dollar to get stronger.
A strong dollar makes exports harder. Higher interest rates make the world want to invest here even more. These two things, they widen trade deficits. But again, most economists are not that worried about it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.